Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining me on this this beautiful Monday afternoon, morning, depending on where you are. Monday midday, let's just call it that. I am honored to have you here with me listening, and I'm going to start the show off with a clearing for everyone because, you know, I know everybody calls in and many people are waiting for a very long time. Some people get through, some people don't, and I want to make sure everybody gets a little something when they call in. So I'm just going to ask simply everybody is clear and I get a no. So we're just going to do a general clearing for everybody listening. By the end of the show, you should feel a little bit lighter. Some of you might feel some pressure or some different energetic feelings going on right now. It's okay if you do, just know that's part of the clearing. Now, second, in case you haven't heard, which hopefully you have because you listened to my show diligently, I finished my 6th book. It is up and available. It is the title of it is What If? It is by far my favorite book. And the reason being is because it has the, in all fairness, all of my books, and they're not mine, I've channeled them, they can change your life because I truly believe when you hear something differently or think of something differently, you have the power to take that and run with it. Now, a belief is very, 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 very powerful. And let's think about what psychologists say and where we are. So from the time pre-birth now, they're saying because while we're in the womb, we can hear what's going on and have a knowing of what's going on till about the time of 6 or 7. And for some people, even the age of 8, we are sponges. Everything we hear and see becomes how we believe the world is, or how we see the world or believe the world is for the rest of our life until we change that belief, until we have something happen that says, oh, wait, no, that's not true. That's why most of us end up in relationships like our parents were in, or, you know, end up in relationships that are like that time frame from our life. I hope that made sense. Or we follow the same work patterns as our parents. And financially, oh my goodness, don't even get me started on financially. No matter how much money we make, sometimes we're still in that same financial situation. We can bring in $100,000 and be living paycheck to paycheck because we were brought up paycheck to paycheck, or be struggling for love because we felt like we didn't get enough. Maybe we had too many siblings that all of that love had to be shared amongst them and that time and energy. Well, it's my belief that once, or it's my understanding, my belief, that once we have a new program running, and our programs come from our beliefs, which come from a simple thought. It's a thought that's repeated a number of times, and then all of a sudden it's a true belief. For example, your first relationship, your partner cheats on you. Okay, you carry that with you. Because we're usually young during our first relationship, we believe it must have been something about me. We don't understand it was something flawed or lacking in that person. And then the next person cheats because we have that belief now. And then it becomes a program that everybody cheats. So if we can change those erroneous programs, those incorrect beliefs, we can get back on track to the life of love and pure abundance that we're meant to have here. And circling this all the way back to the book, each book has the opportunity to help you change your beliefs. But this last book is really one that you can sit down and you can write things out and figure out how your life would look or feel if you did this. Now, I'm thinking about putting together a once-a-week podcast right here on Blog Talk. For anybody who purchases this book, that once a week we go through one what if. And we do that continually. Like we just go through the book together, talk about the what if, talk about all of that. So if you'd be down for that, you know, flash your little thing on the dashboard or just let me know when I get on the phone with you, you'd be down for that. And I will definitely start that. Maybe I'll do it through Zoom. Yeah, maybe Zoom. Maybe Blog Talk. I don't know. Either way. Okay, so as you know, I take callers, and you can ask a question or you can connect with a loved one. And I feel like today is going to be about relationships a bit because I've been getting relationship advice all morning long. And it's okay if it is about relationships or you want to connect or if it's about work, I'm happy to answer one question for you. And as I answer that question, I'll give you any and all information that I get. Please don't do a follow-up question because there are many, many people waiting. And some people have already been waiting almost 25 minutes. So I try to give you all the information that I can and then move to the next person so I can get as many people in as possible. And I'm going to go to the very first caller, who is 828. Whoopsie, hold on, 828. Oh, okay, 828, how are you today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Debbie. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Oh, I love North Carolina. Debbie, how can I help
you
today? Yeah, it's just beautiful, right? It's just
Well, it's
beautiful.
A little hot this week. It's in the 90s. I moved a little bit farther away from Nashville than I'd like, so it's a little warmer here. But, yeah, Asheville's the spot to be.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, I will take 90s over the 50s I'm experiencing this weekend. So, it's June and we're still in the 50s here on many, many days. So, I would take.
Where are you?
I'm Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, and it's still 50s.
Yeah. Oh,
you
gosh,
can see me anytime you want.
Hey, don't put an invite out that you're not willing to.
I'm genuinely sincere. We'd have a great weekend. Just come hang out.
Awesome.
I do want to know what you see about relationship. What messages do you get me about relationship?
Okay, so I'm going to ask Spirit, are you with somebody right now? They're telling me no. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, good. I'll go through the gamut of questions with Spirit, just your angels and guides, asking them to confirm certain things. But I want to also get that confirmation from you. I'm going to tell you somebody is about to come into your life, and this person is quite profound. This person is going to come in. I feel like, okay, so I feel like this, when they say this person is about to come into your life, I feel like it could be this month. Now, I need to ask you a question. Do you go any place where there's like horses or bull riding or any of that stuff, like any sort of rodeo stuff? Okay, so
I wouldn't even know where to do that. I just moved here.
Yeah, no. Don't even worry about that. What I'm seeing, and it's the weirdest thing, I think I just see, like, you know, in the rodeo, how the guy tries to ride the, I think it's a bull for a while, like the Bronco.
Bucking Broncos, yeah.
The fucking Bronco, right, yes. Yeah. Not only do I spell this with dyslexia, I talk with dyslexia. Okay, so I'm just seeing that, and I don't know why I'm seeing that. Now, this doesn't mean go find every rodeo in town, or maybe you're at the fair and you see it. I don't know. What I'm going to tell you, it doesn't mean it's this particular guy. Maybe this guy has some affiliation, used to do it, I don't know. What I'm going to tell you, though, is it will come up in conversation. I do feel like you do need to get out a little bit more. I know being new to an area can be very, you need to acclimate, but they're just saying get out and meet people. You are in a perfect time frame and a perfect zone, whatever zone means for this situation, to meet somebody brand spanking new. Let go of the old, let them all go, get them out of your head. There's this song on the radio. I love, 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 love music. I love music, most types of music. But there's this song on the radio right now. It says, shampoo, press, wash you out of my hair. Like they're saying that's what you need to do. You need to just like wash the past guys out, just. Poo-poo-poo, you're gone. Chee-chee. If you could wave a magic wand in your mind and make all the, like, oh, that was fun, that was an experience, now I'm going to ride a new ride sort of thing going on, you will be doing amazing by August. This guy that's coming in, it is June. I wanted to think it was going to be July, but no, it is June. And if I can... I'm looking at my calendar. We're already to the 17th, so you need to get out there. I feel like there's plenty of time in June to meet somebody, and I feel like if there are any fairs, even smaller fairs, you need to be walking around smiling, looking cute as you are, and just enjoying yourself. If there's like a little church festival, even if you're not a church goer, a lot of people who don't go to church go to the festivals just to enjoy the music or, you know, play the raffles, whatever it is. I'm just going to tell you, you have the potential to meet somebody in June. And that if you get out and do this, it's somebody brand new. And again, cut, like in your mind, like see every person from your past and just cut the cord. Take a big golden scissors and cut the cord. Let them go, take a slow, deep breath in, and breathe them out. And then move on, knowing, and this I am channeling right now, knowing that God has something better in mind for you and that you are going to meet this person very, very soon. Very soon. Okay?
Yes.
And maybe I'm hearing the word volunteer, so maybe this person volunteers or maybe you volunteer and meet this person. Whatever it is, you know, just keep all these things in mind when you are out and about and when you meet this person, okay? I feel like as long as you're out and about, it's a can't miss. Now, if you stay home on the couch watching reruns, unless he's a pizza delivery guy, you're not going to meet him. Okay, or breaking into your house, which he doesn't do breaking and entering B&Es, so you're not going to meet him that way. Okay? You got to get out. You got to be happy. And don't be afraid to walk around a little bit by yourself. You know, don't be afraid to go to a festival by yourself and walk around and just look at some stuff. It's always nicer if you can go with someone, but sometimes a guy won't won't necessarily approach a woman if she's with someone else. It's a little bit more challenging. But if you do have someone to go with.
I do everything by myself.
Okay.
I am so happy by myself.
Right? Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, yes. So I do feel like it is going to be June. I do feel like it is going to be a good connection. I want you to call me back when you meet this person. Now, if you don't meet this person in June, it's going to be on the cusp of July. It's coming in within 2 weeks, I want to say. So really get out there and enjoy. You're ready. You're ready. There's nothing stopping or blocking you. So you are ready for this. Go and get it. Okay, sweetie?
Yes, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the month, and I look forward to hearing back from you, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. You as well.
You are. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go to 336 right now. Hello, 336. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Selena, and I'm calling from California.
Oh, Selena, I love your name. How can I help you today?
Thank you. I wanted to see if there is any messages from my grandma.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay, was your grandma toward the end, was she a little bit thinner? Like a little bit more fragile?
Yes.
And thinner? Yeah, okay, she's coming in right now. I see her walking. She's like, actually, there was, yeah, she's just like right in front of my face. The first thing she wants to tell you is, I hope this makes sense to you. I sometimes get messages and I don't know if they, I hope they make sense to the person, but I keep hearing, talk about it, 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 talk about it. Don't be afraid, talk about it. You might not know what this means right now, or you might know what it means right now. But if you do not know what this means right now, you will soon. This is kind of a more serious message, and it kind of makes me want to cry a little bit. Does this message, do you know what she's talking about?
Possibly. I'm not, like, it kind of makes sense, but I'm not 100%. She could be meaning multiple different things, so I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, well, whatever this is, it really is hitting me in my heart space, and it's making me feel like I'm going to cry a little bit. So it's something close to home. She's saying, don't be in denial. Talk about it, talk about it, talk about it. But the other, I'm asking her, let's move on from that message because you'll figure it out when the time is right. And she is nodding her head in agreement. And she wants to, of course, say that she loves you and that she is watching over you. And that she wants you to be, she is not letting this go. Oh, my goodness. Okay, the second way that she is putting this is don't be afraid to speak your truth. Don't be afraid to speak your truth. Okay?
I think I know what she's talking about because there was something I was pretty upset about this past weekend that, whenever you said that, that's what it kind of made me think of that has been bothering me for a while.
Yeah, she is just like really writing this home. She's saying, like, speak your truth, talk about it, don't hold back, don't be in denial. And did somebody do something like that really upset you or hurt you in some way?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't, I don't think that any harm was meant, but they did, and it was like a trigger of how I've been feeling from people in general for a while now.
Okay, so what she's saying is don't protect, another statement that's coming through from her is, like, don't protect others, don't protect others. Like, so whatever this is, her message to you is, and this is a quote, use your voice. Get it out, okay? There are a million different ways to say something, and you can be sweet as pie and say something, and no one will ever,
they'll get the point without thinking you were a you know, I don't want to swear on air, but you know what I mean. You can say something in a way that's very classy and sophisticated with a little bit of psychology. One of my favorite things is using analogies. And so what I'll do is often say, can I please ask you, if somebody had said this or done this, how would that make you feel? And then when they do say, okay, so then you understand my feelings. Please don't do that again. Or please consider my feelings in the future. Because a lot of times people don't, they just don't, they're not aware of the effect that they have upon you or the effect of their words upon you. So start with the analogy way of, like, how would you feel? And don't start with, this really upset me, how would you feel? Because then they're ready for it. And they're going to say, no, they're just going to be defending and justifying. Just say, hey, can I ask you, if somebody had said something like this to you, how would you feel? Okay, there. That's all you need to do. You need to speak your truth, though, because this is really eating you up, and you need to just get it out of your system. Okay?
Okay, I'll do that. And I was going to mention – oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to mention today is actually the four-year anniversary of when my grandma passed.
Oh, I'm so happy that you got through and she came through. That is so, well, happy 4 year and happy 4 year birthday, Grandma. I always call it their new birthday. So that gives it just a little better of a feeling for me personally. But yeah, I'm so happy she came through, and I always congratulate people when they made it to the other side. Not that they, I just think we all go home, but I'm going to tell you she also wants to say, she wants to confirm again that she is watching out for you and that she is always there with you and that she is helping you through some of these things. Just use your voice. Okay, love?
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Okay, I'm going to go to 334. Let's see if I can click that button. 334, how are you today?
Hi, Tony. Hey.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Shakira, and I'm from Alabama.
Okay, how are you today? What's going on? How can I help you? What questions do you
have? I'm fine, and I just want to know what you see for love.
I'm sorry?
Maybe coming
in. Can you be
in
a little bit more, can you be a little bit more exact with that question for
yes,
me,
ma'am.
Please? Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. Do you see love? Do you see love coming in soon?
Wow, okay. So the first thing, and when I say be more exact, this is exactly why. So they're saying there's love all around you already. That you're not acknowledging. And I know what you mean. I personally know what you mean. Spirit takes it very literally. There are many people around you that love you dearly, and you're kind of pushing them away a little bit right now, Spirit is saying. You don't always let people in. For lack of a better way of saying it, like you have all these tests, like if they do this, I'm going to, this means this and that means, they're saying just let all that go. And sit back and watch because everybody loves differently and everybody has their own stuff going on. And there are some of your family members that you are really struggling. There's some struggles going on there is what I'm hearing. And the biggest thing that Spirit wants you to know is if you can't let your family love you, you can't let nobody love you. So one thing they're asking you to do before you meet this person, which is going to be the end of July, beginning of August, is the potential for the next serious relationship to come in, is to find a way to find a way to recognize real love. Oh, that's a beautiful way of putting it. To recognize real love, because you are afraid you are going to be duped again. So they yeah. are just saying, like, observe. Okay, there's a book I want you to read. I think it's called The Five Languages of Love or The Seven Languages of Love, whatever it is. I think it's five, but it might be seven. Like, it's The Languages of Love, and I want to say it's The Five Languages of Love, okay? If mm-hmm. it comes up to seven, then you know that's the book.
Yes, ma'am.
But in this book, it explains there are, like, five, let's just go with five, different ways that people show and receive, give and receive love, or show and receive love. And they can have a combination of these different ways. And I want to tell you, we as humans think the way that we show love is the way that everybody shows love or should show love. And if they don't do what we do, that they're not loving us. They're asking you mm-hmm. to read this book. And then remember, like, they're also asking you to acknowledge that there's a lot of damaged people out there. Don't pick a partner that's a fixer-upper. Oh, everybody listening, please, yes, yes, and yes. Do not pick a partner that's a fixer-upper. It's just like a property. Let me tell you something. If you get a fixer-upper property, all of your money, time, and energy goes into this property, and it's never done. It's the same thing with a partner that is a fixer-upper. So pick somebody who's already there. Like, don't pick somebody mm-hmm. where you are. Pick somebody where you want to be and start working toward that, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm also hearing that you really, really, you are ready for love. You have been feeling mm-hmm. a little down and out and lonely, really lonely lately. They're asking you to get together with someone that you trust and somebody that you know and just start to get out and do things with them. There are a mm-hmm. lot of things out there to do that don't even cost money anymore. Like, you can go to, like, here in my area, we have all these jazz in the park and music on the hill and things like that where you just show up and it doesn't cost anything and they're playing music. Some parks have reggae and some have jazz and some have, you know, all different things. So just go mm-hmm. and enjoy that. They're also asking you to get into some sort of dance class because you need to shake some stuff off from the past. And I cannot think of, and they are so correct on this, I cannot think of a more powerful way to shake stuff off for humans than dance. Whatever type mm-hmm. of dance you choose, do it. Even if it's at home in front of a YouTube station, just get on and shake it, okay? You need to find your inner strength again. You've lost a little bit of your confidence. And I'm going to clear that for you. I'm going to start clearing for you and anybody else who listens. This is such a huge, huge one. You've lost your confidence, so we're clearing that. Listen, baby girl, the biggest message, and I really want to tell you this before I run out of time. The biggest message I want to give you is the way people treat people, it's not personal. The way somebody treats you, if you watch that person, that's the way they treat every single person in their life. That's because that's who they are. That has nothing to do with who you are or how they feel about you. If I can give you one message today that will hopefully change your perspective on what has happened and how you look mm-hmm. at the future, how people treat you, that's all they know, and that's how they treat everybody. You just need to find people who know how to treat people better.
Yes, ma'am.
So I want you to start hanging out in better places. Stop going to those clubs thinking you're going to find something other than what you've found in the past. I want you to find new ways to find somebody end of July, beginning of August. And until that time, I want you to focus on loving you the way you want somebody else to love you. Cupcakes? Okay.
You're July and August.
End of July, beginning of August, but you really, now this can be pushed back. You really need to understand love before the right person mm-hmm. can come in, okay? So start reading books. Just get that book. Get that book.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Sweetie? Excellent.
Okay,
thank you so much for calling in. You are so welcome. I look forward to hearing from you again. Okay, everybody.